All right, welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I'm sitting here with the Weasel. How are you, Weas?
It's good to be alive again and not hungover.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You were in rough shape last week, my friend.
Yes. The old Christmas Day and Boxing Day had me a little in trouble.
but I've got to say, you know, we've done New Year's, so was it a work New Year's for you?
Yes, work New Year's. I haven't been able to celebrate New Year's since I've been in mining for the last 6 years. Oh. I have worked.
That's great. Hey, I've got to say, I hate New Year's.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm stoked that I'm not getting a taxi or an Uber. Last time I had New Year's, Uber wasn't around, I don't think.
No.
You couldn't get home.
My biggest issue with New Year's was when I was younger and we were going out, you know, as we did quite a bit.
Never.
New Year's used to really annoy me how everyone would go home at 12 o'clock.
No, oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. Terribly stupid. And now that I'm older, it really annoys me that I have to stay up until 12 o'clock. So,
yes, neither issue has been an issue of mine.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hey, Weas, we've got a huge show this week coming for you. All the regulars and the Penny Buster's back.
Yes, the Buster, the show troll. Last week he trolled us by not being on.
Oh, I know. You can't keep a good man down. So it's going to be good to have the Buster back. But, hey, listen, through the week, you basically said to me, hey, I've got an idea for a prank call. And I went, okay, what's the degree of difficulty for it? And you basically said 11 out of 10.
Yeah, if it was me, I'd nail it, but you would struggle.
I've seen you struggle a few times, my friend.
It's not a struggle, it's just a little bit.
Yeah.
Putting on a struggle.
So, look, one of our friends owns a few salons. And basically tried to listen to the podcast, didn't he?
He did. He tried to tune in his car.
Yeah.
So he was difficulties.
He was in the salon. He went outside to his car and he basically thought, all right, I'll fire up this podcast, see what these two lunatics are doing.
Yeah. He did have a listen.
And what happened?
So he got his phone out and thought it was connected to his car, pressed play on the podcast. Nothing happened. And he's like trying to turn it up, trying to adjust the volume on the car. Then about, I don't know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds later, it changed to a song like on his phone, but nothing playing in his car. He's like, what's going on there? Then he's like, press play on the podcast again. The podcast started playing, but no noise once again.
No noise. And obviously when you start our podcast, this particular episode.
Without further ado.
Yeah, that's right. It's quite an offensive start.
Yeah, so it went back to a song and then he clicked that it's his Spotify that goes through the salon. Oh. And he was actually changing the music in the salon to a podcast that was ours. So we got another 15 to 20 listeners.
Yeah, and I'm sure all those fancy women sitting in those chairs would love to yes. tune into the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. So you want me to ring up this guy, Charlie, and say to him, hey, listen, my wife was getting a haircut and she said a funny podcast came on. Can I have the name of it? Is that correct?
Yes. While I was in the salon.
All right.
Yeah. There was a funny podcast come up and I'd like to know the name of it.
Okay. All right. This is not going to work, listeners. Let's see what happens.
You will fail. Once again, I could do this, but he would pick my voice. All right. So I can't.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, g'day, mate. Look, my name's Gordon. I've got a little bit of a strange question. I basically my wife was in one of your salons the other day, and she was in there, and I'm a bit of a podcast nut, and basically she said a really funny podcast started playing while she was getting her hair done, and I was just wondering if I rang up the salon just to find out what it was. And
he's on to us.
That was brilliant. I wasn't falling for that.
I'm like, Weasel, this isn't going to work.
It'll never work.
It was really well done, though.
So you've had a few.
All right, is the Chronicle there?
The big fella's here. He certainly is. He's actually a bit more chipper than last week. He, as I said, that Christmas Eve to, you know, that 31-hour bender. Geez, that last podcast was tough, boys, I tell you.
Well, I always say if a bender is less than 30 hours, you're not doing it properly, right?
You've just ticked over.
No, I'm still didn't break my record. Like, my record was like, you know, 40 hours, like nearly 2 days. I'm like, oh, I can nearly get there. Then it was that. Nah.
I've said it once and I'll say it again. We need to donate your body to science, my friend.
It's amazing, isn't it? The Chronicles rig is just, it's a work of art.
Wow.
The rig.
The rig. Is that what the ladies say, mate?
No, they just say Chronicles sloppy rig. I'll tell you what, you can write a good poem.
Just serenade me with those poetic words. Hey, last week I mentioned to you the fact that we're in that time of year where it's very festive, and really the reason why we're in this festive season is because of, you know, the birth
the
of
big fella.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you
the
know?
Little fella.
The little fella.
The big fella.
Big fella. They're three in one, aren't they?
Yeah. Same thing.
And I know that you don't mind the odd church service chronicle.
Yeah, look, I went to a Catholic school, and I remember going there and just going, oh, they're just these brainwashing bastards. I mean, repeat after me, I'm like, oh, shit, I can't wait to get that, you know, the bread of Christ, just a real stale plain rice cracker. I'm just like, far out. Could have been a dip on there or something.
Oh, dear.
Oh, too good.
At least you got a taste of alcohol, though, bit of port.
Yeah, a bit of port, yeah, yeah. You know, when you drink the blood of Christ, you're like, oh, geez. I mean, it could have been a cab sav, but it would have been a real cheap bottle too.
Well, if we're drinking the blood of the Chronicle, it'd just be Diane.
And Fruity Alexia.
Fruity Alexia.
You get hemmy. You get heaven. Your lungs would be crooked too.
All right, mate. Let's hear it. What's this poem title?
It's called The Wrong Religion.
The Wrong Religion. I like it. Yeah. Okay, so sponsors this week?
So the first sponsor is the Jesus statue at the front of the Catholic Church in Moree. He's holding up his finger like he's just giving someone out plum LBW.
I feel like we're going to lose a lot of listeners this week.
The game of God.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And the next sponsor is Video Easy.
Shut down.
But I remember... remember popping in there and used to, you know, get a few videos for the VCR back in the day. But yeah, it's closed, so credit to it.
Nothing bad. Did you ever go into the dirty section of like a video store?
I used to work at a video store.
Yeah. Oh, you did. You did work at a video shop.
Yeah, I have some stories, but from weird customers.
Well, we do love a weasel story on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
We might make it a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weasel used to go down, look at backdoor bandits too.
One and two.
Yeah.
Good flick, that one.
Second one was better. Yeah. And anyway, boys, the last sponsor is actually not from Moree. It's gone a bit rogue here. But last sponsor is Cardinal Pell.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no.
I wonder if he's a listener.
I'm pretty sure he is. He texted me the other day, actually. He said, oh, mate, yeah, when's the next poem coming? I said, oh, you probably don't want to listen to it. It's not up your alley, big fella.
Well, now that we've got a father on the show, Father John Sweaty, maybe it's spreading.
Yeah. Pun intended.
Yeah.
So before
all right,
I start,
let's hear it. Yep.
If you're a religious person, I'd be tuning out right now.
Okay.
For about 2-3 minutes.
Yeah. Just skip a late. Few times. All right, let's hear it, mate.
Righto. Religion is something that I could never understand. A made-up story that's gotten out of hand. You know, a system that revolves around corruption and bribery, a book called the Bible that should be in the fiction section at the library. Now, if you read this book, you'd understand why. Some rippy yarns about this Jesus guy, a long-haired Yahoo that oozes sex appeal with only one name. What, does he think he's Seal? So about these yarns that so many people thought true, I've got a few questions, and I'm sure you do too. So apparently this Jesus fella was praised quite high. And when the floods were coming, he goes, I know a guy. This bloke called Noah will build a huge bloody boat for all the animals on earth without him getting a quote. Now, Noah was apparently 500 years old, so not bad for an old fella, truth be told. So he built the boat so no animal dies, then decided to let on snakes and flies. See, I'm assuming back then that lions and deer got along, a bloodbath waiting to happen. How could it go wrong? You know, birds were lucky to get on board. You don't want them to die, which doesn't make sense because, well, birds, they can fly. I mean, it would have been a shit show getting the bastards through the doors. A boat the size of the Titanic powered by two oars. Look, full credit to him. He didn't even get paid. Not bad for a bloke that didn't even have a trade. So another story that makes me quiver is about some bloke called Moses that parted a river. I mean, you know, it makes sense. What else would you do? I'll part this river so these poor bastards can get through. I could imagine the conversation with him and his brother. Should we build a bridge? Nah, bro, I've got this covered. Full credit to him as well. He even did in the dark. I bet you look back and thinks, shit, I should have borrowed Noah's Ark. Anyway, back to this Jesus guy. I'm not done with him yet. He did a few things that I just don't get. Before I give it to him, there's actually one story that's true. He walked on water instead of going straight through. Now, you might think I'm going insane, but this feat was also accomplished by David Blaine. Anyway, so this guy cured blindness. Well, so they said. I was blind and now I can see because this bastard touched my head. Firstly, unqualified, but apparently knew his stuff, Fred Hollows dedicated his whole life to the cause and he still found it tough. He managed to feed thousands of people with two fish and five loaves of bread. Now, I'm no dietitian, but they should all be dead. He must be a raging alcoholic and got on it all the time. Wouldn't you, if you could turn water into wine? Imagine sitting with the big fella, the yarns you would have. Mate, chuck us your water bottle. You want a cab sav? And his rogue mates, the disciples, they knew how to send her. The Last Supper is actually them on the fifth day of a bender. And what about old bloody Mary? Pregnant without conceiving. A promiscuous girl, she did some receiving. I reckon it was one of these three wise men, but I don't know who. If you sat on an ant's nest, would you know which one bit you? And then you have Adam and Eve, who were just looking for some grub. They got kicked out of this garden like getting kicked out of a pub. They were talking to a snake, as most people do. Oh, there's an apple tree over there if you're looking for a chew. So the moral of the story is don't eat healthy because God's not a fan. You can drink, fight, and fuck. But if you need an apple, you get a lifetime ban. If you went to Catholic school, you can remember every prayer, getting brainwashed every visit to church, but you were just unaware. I mean, Hail Mary and Our Father who art in heaven, when it should be Our Father who likes tomato sauce and Devon. And that communication thing, you know, when you get the bread of Christ, I mean, come on, a barbecue rice cracker and with dip would have been nice. Now, look, I could go on all day about this, but I just don't have the time because believe it in these stories, well, it should be a crime. You know, it doesn't worry me if you do. I'm not going to preach to the choir. If you want someone to believe in, then the Chronicle can be your Messiah. Chronicle 2020.
Oh, yes. Dear. Here we are. The Church of the Chronicle has been formed.
I'm not going to lie, that could have actually been like 10 pages long. I had a few more sort of stories to debunk there. We've caught a few. You're like, did it really happen?
Well, it's a big book. There's a lot of material there.
Quite a big book, yeah. Leather bound.
Hey, Chronicle, how is a week into lockdown going for you?
Mate, it's, we're allowed out for 1 hour, I think, like of exercise a day. I'm like, I'm guessing you know, the Chronicle, he's not a fan of exercising.
Unless so it's exercising the lungs with some candy.
Right. So the it's basically consisted of cricket that's happening in Australia. Well, you got Big Bash every day, don't you?
Got the Big Bash, yeah. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I'm sort of just piping up then.
Yeah, right. Big Bash, races. You're in your element. Yeah.
Oh,
you're not just coming home. Said,
everyone's over there with their family, spending, you know, the Christmas festive season with their family. I'm over here having the time of my life. My wrist pulled back home. I haven't taught the family.
Very good. So, Chronicle, will you stick around, mate? Oh, actually, we've got a few different things coming up that I want you to be here for. We've got Penny Buster coming in. He missed out last week, but the Penny Buster is going to come in. And then later on, we're going to jump into Father John Sweaty.
Sounds good. Sounds good. You boys are a sucker for punishment.
Oh, yeah. We love it. We love it here at the Weasel and Spurge Chronicles.
Full Chronicle.
And don't forget all those listeners out there in Moree and Inverell now as well. If you're wanting an ass pack, and I know that if you're religious, you might need an ass pack. But if you're wanting an ass pack, don't forget to send in your feedback to theweaselandsponge@gmail.com. And the printer who prints all the ass stuff, if it's good, we'll send one out to you.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Okay, let's jump in to the Penny Buster here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Penny Buster, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and my time started. Give you 2 minutes, that's it.
The troll.
All right, okay.
Oh, I'm not happy. Not happy with the audience's response from the Chronicles poem.
No,
a few weeks ago.
Tight bastard.
It seems like
the Chronicles on. Did you hear him there?
It seems like your single-digit audience has jumped on the bandwagon to support thy Chronicle from Moree.
Yeah, Moree crew, you better watch out. If you went to Moree, I reckon they'd flog you.
Which I must say is quite surprising after how he treated our little doggy.
All right, well, Penny Buster, have you got anything for us this week?
Maybe it's his way. Maybe it's the way with his words expressed through his poetry. But I must say, this is a massive surprise, as all we all thought this from this dropkick was illiterate when he worked for FFE.
God for spell check.
You see, his attitude around the workplace was nothing short of disappointing from the start, especially every morning as he greeted Margaret with a wink and while smoking a dart.
Oh, I feel like we're in a poem here. We're in a poem.
Expressing my disappointment from the audience's response from the Chronicle's poem. You see, he obviously had no idea how to read a clock, but when he was at work, all he would do is try and impress the ladies by constantly readjusting his extra large cricket box. I must say, the Chronicle was the most lethargic of all my employees. The Chronicle didn't have the energy or brain power to catch a moth. And believe it or not, it didn't take too long for the poor little Chronicle to be nicknamed the Human Sloth.
Yes.
And, you know, time had passed and our faith in his working ability had turned to none unless we fed him his favourite lunchtime drink, Coke and rum. A Coke and a smoke, a rum whilst chewing him his gum. This kid Chronicle was set up for a home run, but proved yet again to be a poetic bum.
Yes, so good.
So there we are. That's what I've got. I've probably got another 30 seconds for you.
It's great. Give him the clap.
Is it done? I don't know.
it's so good.
Oh, he beat the Chronicle at his own game.
He did. Chronicle, are you okay?
He had about as much flow as Stephen Hawking.
I feel like you're going to have to get the Chronico out.
The evolution.
Well, I'm just following the audience. I know you've got massive, massive numbers of listeners here and the feedback's been pretty good of late. I'm just trying to follow what the audience wants.
Yeah.
And I feel subconsciously the audience wants more of the Penny Buster.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't read the reviews.
Oh, do you write your own chronicle?
Yes. Oh, well, we weren't going to say that on air, were we, eh?
He's already admitted to fake Twitter handles. He's, well, what Apple ID will I create today? Need another credit card.
The other thing as well, it's been actually quite surprising how popular Fruit Alexia has been amongst the community and public and throughout our podcast this year.
It's taken off.
It has taken off. It's been quite popular, quite popular. So I just wanted to break down a few things because a lot of people are saying, well, how cheap is it? How much does it actually cost? I'll give you some really good some websites here and where to get the information. You want to get some plastic cups from bulkbuyers.com. You can buy actually comes down to 15 cents per cup.
Wow.
And then you want to get your Fruit Alexia for $14 for 4 litres from Dan Murphy's.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know what? Filling up half a cup is about 35 cents per half a cup. Yeah. And you want to get your soft drink, none of this Fanta shit. You want to get it for $1. $1. So it's $1 for 1.25 litres. Don't go the ice. The ice is a waste of money. You'll be right. You don't want it too cold. Lukewarm temperature goes down a hatch a lot easier. So, believe it or not, I've got it down to 49.2 cents for a big cup of Fruit Alexia.
Wow.
Can you believe it? Where are you going to beat that?
You're not.
is freezing water a bit expensive, Buster?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, the ice. You go to a petrol station, buy 3 bags of ice for 10 bucks. You're out. Profit's gone.
Well, if you're at the petrol station, you may as well get on the diesel. It's pretty cheap, too.
Possibly could. I would expect that comment from you, though, Chronicle.
Chronico 2020.
So
Chronicle does his best work on the diesel.
So, Penny Buster, I know you're really busy.
Absolutely.
You got anything else? I think we're over time, actually. Have you got anything else for us this week?
No. Oh, you know what? I had some really good Facebook feedback this year. So, if you want, I can give you a couple of really good ones.
Okay, give us your best couple.
Oh, Penny Buster. Penny Buster, you're the best ever. That's by Christopher, who's 6 years old.
Sounds like an employee.
Money Buster.
He's got a better poem than you.
I haven't read all these yet, though, but Margaret's actually put it on my desk this morning. Money Buster, it's actually Penny Buster, you idiot. It's Money Buster. Our family saved heaps with the off-chips idea, putting it in the car to hit them up. However, I found myself in jail with a parking tight ass idea. Oh, no. No, Bazza. I'll stop there, Bazza. That's Bazza from Moree. Thanks for your negative feedback there, mate. Can't believe I just read that out. And my last one here was, can we meet up for a chat to hear more? That's from Margaret's husband. So, yeah.
Penny Buster, you've outdone yourself this week, my friend.
You remembered who we are.
Yeah, it's always great to have you on board. We'll check in with you again soon, okay?
Penny Buster, before you go,
challenge accepted.
I like what's going on here. This is nice.
Save a cent with the Chronicle.
Save a cent, Penny Buster, FFE out. See you later, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hard and fast.
The troll is gone. The Weasel and Sponge Chronicles is proudly brought to you by our sponsor,
Us.
What do they stand for, Wheeze?
Australian Research and Space Exploration. Us.
So if you want any of your ass goods, and we're talking about hats, t-shirts, and
Flights to the moon,
be sure to jump onto their Facebook page,
spaceaustralia.com.au.
And for a short time only, if you put in the discount code
Printer,
you will get a 10% discount.
15%.
Oh, printing money there at us. Thank you for listening to the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Hey, Chronicle, last week Father John Sweaty joined the team, and I've got to say the feedback for Father John, you know, we thought that your poems were going global, but old FJS, he might already be global.
Oh, he's like a modern day, he's like a musical Rain Man. It's just unbelievable. Isn't it?
Counting matches.
Counting.
While he plays a song.
I'm just praying for the day he plays K-San.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. We have to get him to do a mashup of K-San or something. Hey, let's get him online. Father John, are you there?
Always here, mate. How's it going?
Look, I know we do these podcasts quite early, Father John, but it's because of you, mate, over there in Scotland. But I've got to say, the amount of messenger calls that we all get at random times, maybe we don't need to do it so early.
I reckon we should do it at some real obscure hour just to get a bit of fucking payback, you know? When it's some of those times where you're sitting down, you just want to have a cup of coffee and big chronicle just bowls through on the phone with some bunch of bullshit.
I know, and it's random times for us too. Like I'll be at the park with the kids, you know, and all of a sudden lunch. The chronicle Christmas lunch.
Yeah, Christmas.
nothing going on, buddy. But.
Hey,
you know the chronicle. He'll call at any time.
Be ready.
That's right. Hey, Father John, what have you got planned for us this week?
Oh, look, mate, coming down from the silly season, I've been a little bit emotional and I've just found the song that's really got me through, and that's A Halo by Beyonce. And, you know, I've thought, you know, what could go better with that than, again, my big boy Tupac with Oldie. He's okay. Forgotten the name of the song. Ghetto Gospel.
Wow. Hope you didn't forget the lyrics.
Have you heard this one before, Chronicle?
I have not, actually, so I'm pretty excited for it, actually. I mean, I'm still rock hard from last week about Tracy Chapman versus, you know, Tupac changes.
Righto, okay. All right, we're going to jump into it.
On that note.
On that note of the hardness, we're going to jump into the song. I'm looking forward to giving you a challenge after this, Father John. So here we go. This is Halo verse Tupac by Father John Sweaty.
Remember those walls I built? Baby, they're tumbling down. Didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in. I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I've got my angel now. Feels like I've been waking. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't ever gonna shut you out. Cause everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can feel your halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more. It's written all over your face. Baby, I can feel your halo. I pray you won't fade to your halo. Record leg before my hood days. I sit and reminisce, thinking of bliss in the good days. I stop and stare at the younger. My heart goes to them cause I see all the stress that they under. Nowadays things change. Everyone's ashamed of the youth cause the truth looks strange. But for me it's reverse. We left them a world that's cursed and it hurts. Like any day to push the button and all come in like Malcolm X and Bobby Hutton died for nothing. Don't let it get you dreary, the world looks dreary. The world rising and you see it clearly. Ain't no need for you to fear me. You can take the time to hear me. Baby, you can learn to cheer me. It ain't about black and white cause we're human. I hope we see the light before it's ruined. Baby, I can feel your halo. I pray you won't fade
Wow. Ah, the Chronicle. He's if he wasn't hard before,
he is now.
Here's the money shot. I'm going to have to tape it down. Tape a week of an erection. That's amazing, Father John.
Oh, Father.
Thank you very much, Chronicle.
Father John, you're outdoing yourself here, mate. How long have you been doing this for?
Fuck. Maybe since I started gigging or playing music. I probably started playing guitar when I was about 13 and started gigging when I was about 22.
Oh, very good. Very good.
So about 6 years now, I think, for gigging and stuff like that.
Well, the Weasel and Sponge, we live on the Gold Coast and there's plenty of shit out there that plays at pubs and you're a hell of a lot better than them.
I'm looking across from one of them.
They're good to throw rocks that way.
Yeah, there was a time. Hey, look, Father John, thank you so much. Look, I've got a small request. I'm going to ask you to now. This is, I'm just plucking this from the nether regions of my head. So I've got no idea if this will work for you, but I'm going to ask you. Do you reckon you could do a bit of a mashup of let's say Ed Sheeran and Lee Kernaghan?
Oh, mate. Yeah. I mean, those that go together like peas and carrots, mate. Well, any special Lee Kernaghan song, or do I get to pick from the hat there?
No, I'm just going to pick an artist because I think it's unfair for me to pick a particular song.
I couldn't name one Lee Kernaghan song. Is he country?
Yeah, the boys from the bush and back in town.
Yeah, that's right. The boys from the bush.
The trouble there is just picking my favourite Lee Kernaghan song. I mean, they're all so good.
Oh,
who's that cheering guy?
Nothing that's better than a little bit of high country, is there? Hey,
No, mate. It's just hits you differently, you know, when you're out from the bush and the boys come back to town and it's
Dragatini. Yeah.
There's so many good ones. She's my use.
No good winning.
It's so good. I'm sitting across from Weasel now. I've been trying to sabotage speakers for the last 20 years that I've known him, and I put on all sorts of country. And basically, my friends just throw abuse at me as a country boy myself. And he's going, who the fuck is Lee Kernaghan?
All that Ed Sheeran bloke.
We'll find out.
All right, mate. Until next week, stay safe out there in Inverell and enjoy the this great time of year that is Christmas and New Year's.
No wonder you're sweaty.
Yeah, I know. If you're hot, just give Woods Electrical a call, okay?
If you're aching for an Aiken.
Too easy. Thanks for having me, boys.
All right, mate.
I'll be back with a bit of a mashup next week then.
Okay. Until next week. See you, mate.
Catch us. See you, boys.
All right, Weez, it's been a big show, but we've still got time for back to school.
Do we?
Year 7 this week.
We better wrap it up.
So we You threw year 11, you passed that, and you passed year 8.
Yes.
You just got through year 8.
Scraped in deliberately, made it look like it was hard, but nailed it really.
It's great. All right, year 7 this week. Yep. So we're going to kick it off with some maths. Question 1, what is 7 plus negative 12?
7 plus a negative 12. Negative 5.
Oh, well done, my friend.
He's
ding.
Set me a lowball question to start with. Yeah. I like it.
Well done. Question two's it's all about it's probably a literacy question, so you might struggle with this one.
The stitch up.
What is the difference between a primary and a secondary source?
So in English, what's the difference between a
So if you're writing, say, an essay or a report, what's the difference if you're gathering evidence? What's the difference between a primary source and a secondary source?
Well, primary source would be your main source, someone you've...
Well, like tomato.
Yeah, yes. And, you know, your secondary source would be like barbecue, which is just tomato with some brown sugar added in there. Delicious.
Okay, so...
Lock it in. Nah, so your primary source, I wouldn't have a freaking clue, but I guess they're like a one you've talked to yourself or something like that. And it's the main source of an argument, and a secondary source would be someone who's not as main, maybe some secondhand information.
Oh,
the shotgun approach here. I nailed it. Did any pellets land?
Look, I'm going to tell you the answer and you can decide whether you get a mark or not. Yeah. So a primary source, let's just say if we're talking about an incident that happened overseas at a tsunami, right?
Yeah.
A primary source would be speaking to the person that is there, that direct source, whereas a secondary source would be talking about maybe what that person said and it's not coming straight from that primary person.
That's what I meant.
That's what you meant? All right.
I don't know. Give it a no because I probably scattered too much in there, but there was an element of correctness.
How about we give you half a mark?
Okay, half a mark.
Half a mark.
Yes.
Right. Half a mark.
Pass conceded.
Question three. So we're doing science.
One of my strong points, as the listeners know.
We're talking about classification and taxonomy.
Oh, yep. Okay. Strong point.
So thinking dichotomous keys and those sort of things. So what is the scientific name of humans?
What did you say to me?
Dichotomous key.
What is the scientific name of humans?
Yeah.
Can I phone a friend? The keeper will know this one.
The keeper will know this one. He will.
Homo sapien.
He's got it.
Yes.
He's got it. Well done, my friend.
As I said, strong point, science, especially me.
Well done. I should have said, what's the scientific name of a weasel? All right. Question four, a little bit of history.
Okay. Wait, I've got a pass conceded.
Yeah, you do. You're two and a half. Yep, you're through. What did the Romans build to transfer water to their cities?
What did the Romans build? Jesus. I have been to Rome.
Have you?
I have seen the Colosseum.
Very
good.
There
was no water in there.
Yeah. I still think the Gabba looks a lot better.
It does. it's in better shape.
It is far better.
Has a floor. far out. Like a water tank, a cart, like a horse and carriage. It's got a water tank on the back of it.
You'll kick yourself. The aqueducts. The aqueducts.
What?
The aqueducts.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the Gold Coast tourist attraction aqueduct. Jeez, they were smart.
No, not those vehicles that can travel on land and water. The aqueducts were
like a canal type.
These really big structures that they would start way off in the distance at the mountains where streams and those sort of things
channel it in.
And they would channel these huge structures all the way across the countryside.
Thought so.
And they'd have them at a really small gradient and the water would just flow into Rome.
Genius.
And then it would go out. And so,
somewhat of a canal system.
Yeah, that's right. It's why they never had like a black plague, right?
Yeah.
They were smart. Question five. What is a coefficient? We're back to maths. What's a coefficient?
Oh, my God. What is a coefficient?
Yeah. A little bit of year seven algebra.
I wouldn't have a bloody clue. So, coefficient, like two numbers are the same? I don't know.
No, so it's
a stitch up. Listeners, does anyone know what a coefficient is?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, I don't
email
they
us
do.
In.
I don't think they do.
Weaselandsponge@gmail.com. No, a coefficient is the – so if you're doing algebra, right, and let's say you've got 2x, okay, the coefficient is the 2. So the coefficient tells you how many lots of the variable that you have.
Thought so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But you got a pass.
Yes, I did. Seven. Pass conceded.
Seven. 2.5 out of 5. Well done, my friend. So you're through year 7, year 8, and then you're on to and year 11.
Yeah.
So good job. All right. Year 6 next week. We're back to primary school.
My favorite segment.
Yeah. Hey, Wheeze, it's been a great episode. I feel like the Penny Buster and the Chronicle sort of tension just rose to a whole new level today.
Oh, that feud. That's incredible. And the old Penny Buster took it to Chronicle at his own game with poetry.
I know. I feel like.
I did not see that coming.
No, I didn't see it coming either. I feel like the Chronicle is going to have to start maybe letting us know how to save a cent.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. Hey, look, obviously we're into the new year now, so I hope everyone out there is having a really, really good time. Please make sure you get in contact with us and tell us anything that you might want us to talk about on the podcast here at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. If you would like to get into contact with us, you just drop us an email at weaselandsponge@gmail.com, and we want to get some of these ass packs getting out to the people, don't we?
Yeah, the printer wants to send you an ass pack.
He does. He does. He's got way too much money.
Rich as hell. He's loaded. Any single women out there, that's a man you should be after. He may be in a relationship. I don't know.
Who knows? Who
knows? When you're that rich.
Yeah, when you're that rich, you're just playing the field a little bit.
Just chuck your wallet.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like seagulls.
If you want someone with plenty of money and no financial know-how.
Savviness.
Savviness. The prince is your man. The poor printer.
His copter burning. Get in quick with the code printer because it might get taken down soon.
That's right. And if KFC is listening, we may be after a new sponsor.
Yes. I've been having a few more meetings. I had a meeting yesterday at the drive-thru.
Good. Did it cure the hangover?
Yeah, it did. Oh, nice. What a glorious thing.
What do you have?
I had a Zinger box.
Oh, yeah. It's so good, isn't it? It's so good. Oh, dear. All right, guys. Until next week at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, have a great week. And hopefully you've enjoyed today's show. And until next time, what do we say here, Weez?
Good. Goodbye.
See you later.